Hey, it's Simon Reynolds here from the Fortune Institute, and today I want to tell you an amazing true story that happened to me recently. And it's all about the power of the law of attraction in business, in my opinion. So I've been reading this autobiography of an Icelandic billionaire by the name of Thorbjörn Gylfason. In fact, he's the only billionaire in Iceland. I mean, it only has around 300,000 people in it. And I'm reading this biography each day, and I'm thinking, I'd like to meet this guy. In fact, I feel I am going to meet this guy. And I actually think I'm going to meet him at Chicconi's, a restaurant that I go to here in Los Angeles. Now remember, this guy lives in Iceland, I'm here in Los Angeles, and what are the chances I'm going to meet him anyway? This is a giant city, and that's a tiny country. But I still believed him. And in fact, I believed it so much that I actually memorized the pronunciation of his name so that when I met him at Chicconi's, that I get it right. Anyway, a few weeks go by and I'm having dinner at Chicconi's with a party of people for a friend of ours, Andy Cohen, who's the head of private banking for JP Morgan in Asia. And I go to the bar and I turn back and suddenly I see Thorbjörn Gylfason walk into Chicconi's and immediately say hello to my friend Andy Cohen. And I couldn't believe it. And I walked over to Andy after and I said, "That guy with the beard." And he goes, "Oh, Thor, yes, he's a good friend of mine." What are the chances? And I'm sitting there at dinner and I think, look, this was meant to be. I've got to meet this guy, Thorbjörn Gylfason. I mean, it's just an infinitesimally small chance that we're here at Chicconi's together. And I stand up near the end of the meal and I go over to where his table was and they'd all gone. And I thought, oh, this couldn't be right. So I go out in the car park and sure enough, they're getting in the limo to leave. And I go up to the front window and I come up to Thor and I go, "Are you Thorbjörn Gylfason?" And in the back, a security guard says, "Thor, do you need security?" And he goes, "Yes, I'm Thor." And I tell my story. I said, "Look, I've been reading your autobiography and it's been a huge inspiration for me." And well, he is so delighted that he gets out of the car. We talk in front of the car and then we walk in to the restaurant and he comes to our table. And I got a photograph with him and it was an amazing experience. But think about that. How is it possible that I thought and believed that I would meet this Icelandic billionaire at this particular restaurant, and I did? It's got to be the law of attraction. So it's just a reminder not to forget, even though it's a metaphysical thing, that it could well be true. And there are three things we need to do to make the law of attraction really work for us in business. The first is to have super clear goals. If we're wishy-washy with our goals, our chances of attracting anything into our life are very small. Secondly, we want to have a massively high desire. So just if you're ambivalent about your goals, you don't get the law of attraction. You've got to have super white-hot desire. And the third aspect, which I think is really important to attract good forces into our life and good fortune into our life, is we need high goal expectancy. So we don't just have goals and want goals, that we have to absolutely believe that we'll get them. And I expected to meet Thorbjörn Gylfason, and I think that's what made all the difference. So please use those techniques and please take this story and use it as an example of the opportunities we have when we get our mind right and we attract great things by being focused, by having high desire and high expectancy. I believe the law of attraction for business works, and I think that every one of us should put effort in each day to bring it alive into our own lives and our own business.